Helping your baby with colic. Coming into the world means a sudden kickstart for your baby's mind and body. There are vivid sights, sounds, and smells of life in a new world, not to mention the experience of latching on and sucking, burping and spitting up, digesting, peeing, and pooping. Your baby is built to be able to cope with so much that's new, but for some babies, there are some hitches along the way. Some babies have regular, passionate crying spells they go through that don't seem to have any particular cause. If your baby's experiencing difficulty with nursing, trouble latching on, trouble emptying your breast, falling asleep in the middle of a feeding, trouble dealing with the milk flow, or seeming to need to nurse every couple of hours past the second month of life, it would be good to notify your pediatrician or maybe a lactation consultant. You'll want to check with others to see if your baby's getting all the nourishment he needs. The La Leche League, Nursing Mothers Council are two organizations with local chapters in most areas who have groups for new mothers and who offer peer advice and support that can help you greatly. I highly recommend these organizations, both for their expertise and for the warm support and camaraderie that they offer. Their services are free. We're not going to say more about the intricacies of nursing and nursing problems in this podcast. If your baby's healthy, is gaining weight nicely, and still has long crying spells that come often or that come at regular times, with or without passing gas or trouble pooping, it could be that she has what's commonly called colic. Colic is the name given to an infant's frequent, long crying spells. Many babies get colic. It's a phenomenon that doctors have no real explanation for, even now. But we have a way for you to mother or father your baby well through this common, natural development. We can also give you an interesting thought as to why your baby might be having these crying spells in the first place. First, we ask you to inform your doctor that your baby is having crying spells. He or she will make sure that there's no medical difficulty causing this discomfort. Second, some nursing mothers find that their babies seem to have less colic when they change their diet. You can experiment with eliminating all dairy foods, eliminating wheat, eliminating caffeinated drinks and chocolate, or eliminating the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. Just eliminate one thing for about 5 days. Within that period of time, if you see a difference in your baby, then there may be some sensitivity to the food that you're eating that's part of the trouble. But every parent faces the times when their baby cries for no reason that they can really fathom or fix, and these cries can go on for a long time. Having listened to thousands of parents, what we've noticed is that the babies whose mothers underwent a shock or lived through an ongoing fear during their pregnancy, and babies who had a difficult birth, or some kind of a medical problem after birth, are the babies who tend to have these long crying spells early in their lives. We think that there may be a direct correlation between these kinds of emotional stresses and the crying that the baby does. Whether your baby's having tummy trouble you can't fix or is crying because she has felt stressed, you can be a very powerful aid to her. You can help her through. You can build her trust in you as her guide in life, as her supporter, as her mom or dad. Here's how. When your baby's crying, she's offloading emotional tension. It's a natural process. Whether her tummy is hurting or maybe she's remembering the feel of an emotional stress she's experienced, she's upset, and that upset will naturally, safely work its way out. Crying is a healing process that helps a baby shed the stress she collects day to day and experience by experience. The act of crying brings you to her. Your first job is to make sure that she has what she needs. She's fed, clean, warm, close to you, and protected from startling or disturbing input in her environment. If she has those simple things, then the only other thing she needs while she cries is your attention. Your baby needs time to cry. Your baby needs to get rid of those feelings of stress. Your baby's been through a long and unexpected birth process that wasn't easy for her. Your baby's had to deal with a flood of sensations and new things happening every day. Your baby's working hard internally to deal with her new life, and she needs to tell you that it's not all a piece of cake for her. After she's told you about it, she'll feel much, much better. If she's like most babies, she'll set up a crying time or several crying times throughout the day. Do the necessary checking, then set yourself up with a comfy chair, some music you like, a nice tall glass of water nearby. You might want to bring the telephone, too, so you can call a friend for support if it gets hard for you to listen. Bring your baby close. Hold her while she cries. You can relax. Listen to her. Listening doesn't look like much from the outside, but your baby feels your attention on the inside. She feels you there. Her cries will be shorter and more healing if she notices that, though she feels upset, you are there, calm, reassuring. You're loving her. You're guarding her. You're shepherding her through this difficult time. Listening is a powerful way to parent well, and fathers can do it as well as mothers can. Hold your baby where she can see your face because she gets all her cues about whether she's safe from you. Being put on your shoulder so all she can see is the wall behind you, or being put on your knee so that all she can see is the floor, or having to look at the back seat of the car while you try to drive her around to calm her down, isolates her from you. And isolation is actually hard on a baby. It lays in another difficult experience. She really needs to see you. She needs to see the love in your eyes. She needs to feel your arms around her. She needs to hear the caring in your voice. If you're a mom and you remember being in labor, you'll remember that there was a natural but difficult and painful process you had to go through. No one could go through it for you. The helpful thing was for someone to be with you, someone to tell you that you were doing just fine, someone to say, you're getting through this. I'm right here. I'll stay by you. You don't have to do this alone. And that's what your baby needs at these times. You can talk to her, but listen, too. There's a way for you to see how your listening helps your baby. Notice when her crying time is approaching that she begins to not be able to look you in the eye anymore. She'll avoid your gaze. She'll distract herself with other things, turn her head away from you, or suck her thumb and glaze over. But once she sees that you want to connect with her, you want to settle in and be with her, she'll start crying hard. She may move around a lot. She may push with her feet. Every now and then, she'll open her eyes to see whether you're still keeping her safe, still loving her. And then she'll go back in and cry harder because she could see that you were okay on the outside, that you were with her, that you were confident. Then, after a good cry, a baby will often fall into a very relaxed sleep. When she wakes, she'll be very different from before. She'll be able to hold your gaze. She'll be able to show contentment or enjoyment. She'll be in close contact with you again. If your baby's been through a very traumatic experience, a good cry that ends in sleep may not be the end of the cry your baby needs to do. When she wakes up, she may need to do some more crying just because the experience that she's been working on was quite a difficult one, and it doesn't resolve in 20 minutes or a half an hour. This is an approach to mothering and fathering that many people have used over the last 3 decades, and the results have been good. I'll just very shortly say that, for instance, my niece cried for probably half an hour to 40 minutes every single night from the time she was 6 months old until the time she was about 2 1/4 years old. She would begin crying at dinner time, just inconsolable, not satisfied with anything. Her daddy would hold her in the rocking chair and tell her that he was there and that he wasn't going to leave her. He was going to stay right with her until she felt better. And she has grown up to be a leader and an athlete and a very good friend and a fighter for just causes in the world. She's really quite a remarkable young woman. And we've seen enough of these stories where children cry often and early and clear the emotional gunk out of their way so that they can then go on to really have their own minds, be their own people, you know, move in the world confidently, have their own ideas of what they want to accomplish and do it well. So you can be sure that this isn't an untried idea, that we do think that when feelings are stored, they make it harder for children to learn and harder for them to enjoy their lives. When feelings are expressed and heard, children just get right on with life, living and learning and loving well. You may find that you need to cry along with your baby in order to listen to your baby cry hard. If your baby's got colic, there's something about a baby crying and not feeling good that makes parents very sad. You know, what we really want is a perfect life for our baby, and there's no parent that can give a perfect life for their baby, but there's no parent that doesn't want it in the worst way. And so don't be surprised if you need to cry too along with your baby. Just keep talking to your baby and keep crying as much as you need to in order to offload the feelings that you carry, in order to express your love more fully and be more present with your baby. Crying is a healing action, and it's a smart thing to do anytime it begins to happen. So getting some listening time for yourself and letting yourself have the feelings that you have is going to make you a parent with a lighter load and give you a stronger support system. Mothers need people to listen to them. Fathers need people to listen to them, just like babies need people to listen to them. So, and what you also need to know is that colic does finally end. A baby's system does get organized. A baby does get those feelings out of their way, and they then go on to have a really good life. So thanks for listening, and thanks for all the good work that you're putting in to love your baby well.